23-year-old Ayanda Miandu has been skateboarding since the age of 6. He immediately signed up as a volunteer when Skatistan came to Johannesburg. They are an international NGO that uses skateboards to empower children. Within just 3 months, he became the operations officer of the Johannesburg group.
Skatistan like combines like stuff I'm really passionate about. You know, I love skateboarding, I love education, you know, and I love development. So when the opportunity came up, you know, to get involved with Skatistan as a volunteer, I was like, you know, this is exactly, you know, it combines all my passions in one. When I look at Skatistan, I just see like a people-orientated NGO, like seriously about young kids, you know, the most isolated kids, those kids that like, you know, don't get too much opportunity, or even if they do get the opportunity, they don't really know how to make use of that opportunity.
Ayanda, Brandon, Leila, and the rest of the Skatistan crew use skateboarding to reach out to children and teenagers from deprived areas of central Johannesburg. The neighborhoods here are notorious for high unemployment and crime. Skatistan organizes free training sessions for children twice a week in a public park in Troyville, the neighborhood where Ayanda grew up. The young skaters, aged 4 to 16, remind him of his younger self.
I remember like growing up, when we used to skate, the guys were like, oh no, that's a white person's thing, you know? Or no, only these people do that. I'm like, no, bro, like, it's for everybody. Like, that's what's holding a lot of the young kids back there in Troyville, these misconceptions that they have. But yeah, Troyville's sleepy giant. Like, I've seen what it used to be before. So I know there's a lot of potential for like growth and like just to bring it back to what it used to be. Like any area, Troyville has got its crime. But as a young person growing up, I can tell you, like in my personal experience, the biggest challenge that you need to overcome there is just peer pressure, man. Like, secondly, I think it's this issue of, I call it an inferiority complex, or like not believing enough in yourself, or believing that, no, because I'm from Troyville, I cannot do this or that.
The park that Skatistan meets in is dedicated to the anti-apartheid activist David Webster. A skate ball has been held there for as long as Ayanda can remember. Over the years, the skate ball had slowly transformed into a giant septic trash bin. But now, thanks to the Skatistan volunteers, it's clean, painted with bright graffiti, and ready for the young skaters to jump into.
Almost, come further, almost, push it back. There we go, and she does too, look at that. Down and backwards, let's see, over yourself.
Skatistan was founded by an international group of skaters in Afghanistan in 2007. It has always paid special attention to involving young girls. They want to break down the stereotype that skateboarding is just for guys. In Johannesburg, Kelly Murray volunteers with Ayanda and provides the young skaters a female role model. At 24, she's currently South Africa's top female skater.
Oh, guys don't like take you serious. You know, you get pushed out the way at skate parks because they like they don't think girls can do what guys can do. But I show them what I can do. Yeah, we make it like number one priority that girls get their own skateboards. Girls come first, like because we want to involve more girls. Because the guys are always here and always willing. But as you can see, we're getting a lot more girls now. Like. As the weeks go by, there's more and more girls. We're trying to teach them how to drop into the ball, just to get confidence on the board and like fun going down the hill, just to get them to enjoy it on the board. And from there, then they get addicted to it.
Ayanda believes that having the courage to roll into the skate ball and learn a new trick can be applied to real life too. Small achievements at the skate park translate into stronger self-confidence when it comes to dealing with daily challenges.
So when they get on the skateboard and realize that they can do it themselves, it's like, okay, I can do this, you know, it's something I never knew before. And I think that they can take that lesson to everything else in life. You know, whatever challenges come their way, they can be like, okay, I've had something like this before, I got through it, so I know I can do it. And that's the biggest reward, like in everything. That I'm doing here with Skatistan, going back to where I come from and like just yeah, man, let's move up, guys. You know, we can do this. Let's push hard. Let's push up and just keep going.
This is Gaia Manco for DW in Johannesburg, South Africa.